During his time as owner of the New York Yankees, George Steinbrenner's team won a lot. 16 American League East titles, 11 AL pennants, and 7 World Series championships. That made Steinbrenner an icon, loathed by opponents, loathed and loved by Yankee fans. Well, George Steinbrenner died this morning after a heart attack. He was 80 years old. NPR's Mike Pesca has this look back at his life.
Baseball nicknames sometimes are accurate. Mordecai Brown did have 3 fingers. Sometimes not. Phenomenal Smith never actually had a winning season. Look instead to quantity. It seems the more nicknames you have, the more important you are. George Steinbrenner was called the Boss, the Kaiser, King George, and as fictionalized on Seinfeld, Big Stein. He might not have been the richest man to own a sports team, but he almost certainly derived greater riches from his team than any person in history. The singular trait that set him apart, according to Paul O'Neill, who won 4 World Series with the Yankees, was Steinbrenner's competitiveness.
I never played for anybody that felt like one of your teammates as far as competing to win. You know, I had all the respect in the world for him because I knew that he wanted to win as bad as I did, and it wasn't a business to him. It was a challenge to win.
Steinbrenner was born on the 4th of July in Rocky River, Ohio. His father, Henry, was one tough German, in Steinbrenner's words. The young George was the only boy in grade school made to wear a coat and tie. Henry Steinbrenner's wealth in the shipping business bailed out the young George when an early investment in the Cleveland Pipers of the American Basketball League went belly up. But George, an athlete and an assistant college football coach, knew he was meant to parlay shipping success into sports ownership. In 1973, he bought the Yankees for $10 million. The team's worth over $1 billion today. To get there, Steinbrenner changed managers like some people change socks and seemed to hold both in similar regard. He hired and fired Billy Martin 5 times. They made a beer commercial about it.
Best thing is, it tastes so great.
No, George, the best thing is less filling.
No, Bill, it tastes great.
Less filling, George.
Billy, it tastes great.
Less filling, George.
Martin lost that argument, too. In the 1970s, the Yankees won and brawled their way to 2 World Series titles and the nickname the Bronx Zoo. Steinbrenner was proudly meddlesome, he told 60 Minutes in 1987.
Isn't that funny? I don't really care, Ed, whether they like me. I'd like them to respect me. And sometimes that doesn't happen. What I try to do is instill a sense of discipline in my players, a mental toughness and a discipline.
In that interview, Steinbrenner boasted that he was a bad loser. The problem was his team began giving him plenty of practice, losing seasons from 89 to 92. And in the middle of it, Steinbrenner was banned from baseball for hiring a bumbling gambler to try to dig up dirt on Dave Winfield. It was actually his second ban, the first for illegal campaign contributions to the 1972 Richard Nixon re-election campaign. But upon his return in 1993, Steinbrenner had either mellowed or was smart enough to start trusting his underlings. Paul O'Neill remembers the Boss offering support to a Yankee second baseman whose argument with an umpire led to a playoff loss.
I can think of, his intensity, and that was sitting right by the dugout in Fenway Park during the playoffs. And I can also think of he consoling Chuck Knobloch at the end of a game that, he made that play against Cleveland in the playoffs. So there were 2 sides of George that, only the public saw, the intense side.
The Yankees would win 4 championships from 96 through 2000 and appear in 2 of the next 3. By then, Steinbrenner's health began to fail. Last year, he attended the first 2 games of the World Series at Yankee Stadium, but was not there when they clinched in Game 6. His son Hal has taken on the title of Yankee general partner. His other son Hank has taken on his father's role of landing on the sports pages with digs at opponents and challenges to Yankee players. Steinbrenner is also survived by his wife, 2 daughters, and 13 grandchildren. He was 80 years old. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.